Now, the rest of the story. Henri Latour was to France what Sherlock Holmes had been to England. Only Henri Latour was real, a real-life detective who seemed always to get his man. So hailed was he that Latour, even while he lived, was a legend. And if the legend has been enhanced, embellished in the years since his death, no amount of truth-stretching could be more remarkable than the hard, cold facts surrounding his last case. Master sleuth Henri Latour was called to the scene of the crime. A suspect had already been taken into custody, but instinctively, Super Sleuth Latour said no, the authorities had arrested the wrong man. How could Latour be so certain? Well, it was a matter of simple deduction, he said. Pieces were missing from the puzzle, but he, Latour, would find the pieces, he would unravel the tangled clues, he, Latour, would lead them to the true criminal, and so began what some described as the most brilliant trackdown in the history of France. Carefully, Latour assembled the fragmented evidence one piece, one step at a time. It was a dreadful crime which he was investigating somewhere in the darkened pathways of a complex maze. A particularly heinous criminal waited. An elderly couple had been robbed, brutally murdered. Citizens from behind their locked doors cheered quietly to hear that Latour was on the case, and Latour was closing in. One day he would find the trace of blood on a scarf, the next day a chip of knife steel extracted from human bone, and the days became weeks until enough evidence was accumulated to clear the suspect who was in custody. Oh, the proof was positive, declared Detective Latour. The man the police had apprehended must now be set free. Shouldn't he be held a while longer, the authorities asked, just in case? No, Latour said this was fact. An innocent man had been charged, and no innocent man should be forced to pay for the crimes of the guilty, and that was that. The search continued. More evidence was gathered, one piece, one painfully slow step at a time. Perhaps now it was a torn patch of tweed or a smudge on a railing, but Latour was closing in, and one day the search ended. The puzzle pieces had fallen into place, and at the end of a long road, along an arduous journey, Latour found the guilty man. The trial was a very brief one. The case was that ironclad. Latour was on hand personally to reweave an amazing web for the jury, and the verdict was guilty. The judge commended Latour for his tireless effort, for his brilliant detective work. The newspapers applauded. But with that verdict, abruptly and without explanation, Latour retired. He quit altogether. He went into seclusion. Everybody agreed the last trackdown had been his greatest triumph, and yet the Sherlock Holmes of Paris lived out the final 25 years of his life as a hermit, as a recluse, in a lonely little cottage in a remote French village. Only after his death, the carefully guarded secret would come to light, and an admiring nation would learn the whole truth about Latour's last case. For you see, the innocent stranger whom Latour had set free was, alas, just that, an innocent stranger. But when the last piece of the puzzle was in place, the dedicated detective was himself trapped by his own uncompromising sense of justice. For by then he had been led by the irrefutable evidence which he had so arduously collected to the arrest and the conviction of his own son. And now you know the rest of the story.